is the voice of tenor Tamar Green singing in an opera. Green is a Rochester native who studied at the Eastman School of Music. Green is portraying the role of the fisherman in the Gershwins' Porgy and Bess, and is thrilled the tour stopped here in Buffalo, near his hometown.
Tell us about this role that you play in this national tour.
Yes, I'm a fisherman. There are three fishermen, four if you include Jake. Jake is kind of the head fisherman, and we're kind of, well, the main sort of source of income of the community. So we're a respected group of folks in South Carolina, where this is based. Yeah.
This originally performed in 1935 was an American folk opera. Of course, the great music of George Gershwin. Do people enjoy it for the music? Do they worry that it's going to be opera style? What kind of response do you get from the audience?
Well, we get a lot of varying responses. And people mostly just love hearing the familiar tunes like Summertime. You know, it's all there. It's performed twice. One in the beginning, one in the end, by two different, for Claire in the beginning and Bess in the end. And so a lot of the music is very similar, and then it's changed to slightly and shorter, because the original opera is quite a bit longer. It's all been an enjoyable performance.
Tell us about the story plot. It looks at the life of African Americans living in Charleston, South Carolina in the early 1920s,
mm-hmm.
and a fictitious place called Catfish Row, which makes sense to your character.
Yes.
As a fisherman.
Right, as a fisherman, yeah. So it's based in, like you said, in South Carolina, in Catfish Row, and it's really a story about a community and how we work together. You can see all different people of any community that you've grown up in this story, and that's what I love so much. We have kind of the bully, which would be Crown, you know, comes in, and he's a family member, not really sure who brought him here and how he's there, but he's kind of this bully in the town, and we're like, we kind of deal with him because he's family still, and we love him still, even though we don't necessarily like him so much. Some people have that in their families as well. And then you have Bess. Bess and Crown have this kind of toxic relationship. But they're together still, you know, so we get that a lot as well. We may know some people who are in toxic relationships who just happen to still be together. And then Porgy and Bess come together, and that is kind of a more natural love. And that's why Bess kind of falls in love with Porgy. And so it's really interesting to see the love triangle that happens, and you get to feel that passion and see Bess's conflict with her heart. And that's what I really love about this show, like the community, sense of community, and seeing this kind of love triangle happening. It's beautiful.
In researching about the storyline, I read that at one time some felt that it was considered racist. Is it difficult as an African-American to portray some of this in any way?
No, I don't find it to be racist. I really enjoy the performance quite a bit because it is, again, it's just a story about a community. And they use the Gullah language from the time period. And we don't even, we kind of have a natural tone to it. Susan Lloyd Parks was very important on having us speak the words in, because the original book, Du Bois Hayward's book, kind of wrote it in a very, I found it a difficult to read fashion. And so since Susan Lloyd Parks said, let's just read it in English and have a dialect coach, and that's what we did. So it's much more natural that way, and that's why I love this production as well. That's one of the big changes for me. I'm like, I like that. I like how things are a little bit different. It feels more natural.
What is your favorite part of it?
Of the show? Ooh. I love how it begins, like, just like gangbusters. There's lots of fun in the beginning. We're playing craps and we're all having a lot of fun, and it's like a heightened moment, even though it kind of gets a little tragic just after that. But I love the beginning. I love the woman is a sometime thing, where it's the guys against the girls, and I love that play, and we have a lot of fun because, again, we're a family as well. We do the show 8 times a week. We're a family, and we kind of are ourselves a bit. I don't think you should be yourself in any character you portray ever, but we're ourselves, and we just have a lot of fun. So I like the beginning very much so.
Given your training from Eastman, is anything challenging with this particular music for you to sing?
No, I find it easy, actually. This is a musical theater production, but I'm still singing classically. I'm still using and we all are still using that technique to make it through the week. We have to sing. You have to be careful. You not have can't just yell and belt it out. You have to have good breath control. There's a lot of important things that that from my training that I have to use every day. And be careful. Be careful not to oversing. And that what is helpful, actually, is the mics. So this is like an opera that you can kind of take it back just a hair, actually, just so you can save your voice for every day. You still get the full sound, but it helps with a little bit of amplification on this production.
Tell us about being at Shays.
Ooh, Shays. Shays is just beautiful. It is one of the most beautiful houses we've ever played. It's one of the biggest. I think it actually is the biggest we've ever played. I think it seats maybe a little over 3,000. It's plenty. And that house was packed on opening night. It was just so many people in there. And it's constructed in such a way that you can hear and feel the audience everywhere. It's just, I think it's just brilliant. It's beautiful. I love it.
Where are you headed after Buffalo?
We are going to East Lansing, Michigan, right after this. Yeah.
Pretty exciting to be in the tour.
I'm having a lot of fun. It's been a great, just a great roller coaster of excitement and fun. I was here in Buffalo in September performing, and then in October, I'm on a tour. You know? So it's a lot of fun. I'm having a blast.
It's probably nice to get both worlds, too, because you're able to perform here in the Western New York community where you're originally from and then move on to a national tour.
Yeah, exactly. It's been great to be able to do that. I love being here in Buffalo and having a lot of my Rochester family here and my Buffalo family. My brother is here. My sister graduated from Buff State. And Caleb is now at University of Buffalo. So, I love being here right now.
Well, Tamar Green, thank you so much for stopping by our studios. We'll look forward to seeing you on stage.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for having me.